Welcome to the Cowbell Fever Podcast 2026 Main Street Edition, coming to you in March, albeit, of course, the end of the month. If you like the episode with Jacob talking about 100 milers, you'll love this one, because he commandeered the mic for a while and talked about 100 milers with Stacey Marion. So thank you to the two new unofficial co-hosts, Stacey and Jacob, and to Leon, who spectated his second Berkey and spent some quality time on the lake recording the podcast, too. Some other highlights include people in the race, Chicagoans who made it up to Berkeyland, and me thanking a patron for their support for our new equipment, just as the equipment glitches out after an hour of working perfectly. Overall, though, the new equipment was great, nothing was lost to the wind, and it's even possible to hear over the din of the moccasin, so much so that it's almost hard to tell how moccasin-y the mock is. Speaking of which, come support the Patreon, patreon.com/offsevet. That's patreon.com/offsevit. It really does help the podcast come out sooner when I'm not listening to wind static and trying to find bits and pieces of audio worth listening to. While I lost the rest of that conversation, rest assured that I very much do appreciate all of the support from all of our patrons, even if the audio cut out for most of it. And be sure to stick around for the end of the podcast for a little postscript about how the heck we made it home. Now let's get on with the show. Okay, we are picking up audio on the fancy microphone. It's 11:40, which is pretty early for a podcast because the course was very fast today. Whew, and I'm going to stand up because my chair is cold. Elena, so you did your first full Cordalupa yesterday. How was that?
It was great. I ate enough, so I didn't bonk. It was a really fast course. I was faster than even my fastest estimate. Prior, so I was excited for you guys to experience how fast it was this year, too.
And then we have Jess Snyder, who has skied her first Birkebeiner today, is eating soup and bread. How was your Berkey?
It was an experience, definitely. Fastest 50K I've ever done.
Me too. You've never skied the course. What as a first-timer, what did you like, dislike? How did you find the course, the hills, the atmosphere?
Well, I think the course was just, like, immaculate. I mean, the grooming was great. It was nice and wide. We had some movement, like a big pack going through at the start. And so it seemed a little more like high-speed race course than some of our East Coast races. Hills were great. I was surprised how many hills, and they kept going up and down and didn't really give up until the very end. The lake was really, really tough for me. Super cold. My contacts froze in my eyes. And it was just like windy, cold, but I knew it was going to be over soon. So that was like the one saving grace.
Yeah, getting to the lake is, it's never easy, but you always know that there's, once you're down that hill, there's no more hills. Oh my God, salt and liquid and warmth is like. High noon at the Moccasin, repeat customers.
We are watching. Susan's husband is doing the Berkey for probably the 12th, 13th time.
Okay.
And so we're waiting for him to show up.
So you're in here staying warm.
We are staying warm, and the Bloody Marys are pretty good too.
Yeah. How many years have you been coming to the Moccasin?
Oh, I think at least 12 or 13 years.
Yep. And how many Berkeys have you skied?
I have skied two full Berkeys and seven Cordies.
And yourself, you skied or just?
I have done Prince Haakon six times.
Oh, very nice.
It's like an amazing experience to be here.
Yeah.
The energy for the group is incredible. We watched the elite skiers come in today.
Yep.
And the women and the men, and it's just amazing.
Yep.
It is inspirational.
So you watch the elite skiers come to the Moccasin, and then watch your family and friends.
For our friend or her husband Mark to come in, and he'll be on a 5 hour and 12 minute pace. I did my first Berkey in like I think it was like 1990, probably 94.
Okay.
And then I didn't do it until 2015. Took a break in between.
A couple years. We had dinner at a friend's house, and there was someone there last night who was doing his 47 or 48.
Oh my God. I think it's amazing when anybody can do something for so many years in a continuous fashion.
Yeah. Oh, you're buying these. Great. I'll get the next round. I have more cash than I thought. I'm doing well today.
Thank you, Jess.
Do you ever go to a race in New England and then go to a bar 10 minutes later?
Yeah. Cheers to Berkey number combined 21.
Did you race today too?
Yeah, it's my first.
Your first?
Yeah.
And the whole Berkey?
Yeah, the whole Berkey. The same time as him? I got the start earlier than him because the women went off first.
But still, you finished the same time? Pretty close.
What was your finish time?
My watch said about 2:29.
Okay.
So you probably beat
me. It was 2:19. It was fast.
Wait a second. How fast did you do it?
I think around 2:29.
Your first Berkey, 2:29.
Yeah, I raced it.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That is just not fair to everyone else who's been doing it, and it takes them 8 hours. So the Berkey, the people I do it with, her husband, Mark, and we all were in college together. And we met in 1976, and we're still best friends. And the last 3 years, we've traveled to Norway, Finland, and Sweden to go cross-country skiing in January above the Arctic Circle.
Oh, wow.
Just for the fun of it, because we just enjoy doing it as a group. It's pretty cool.
It's like the only place where people would look at you sideways for giving your kids some beer. Probably should turn this off. But.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, what do you have going on here?
So we are kind of an unofficial aid station.
49.5K?
49K Club is what we call ourselves.
Okay.
And we started doing this a couple years ago at the Loop Berkey, right? 2024.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I raced. I actually literally just came out of the food tent.
Okay.
And came out here, and we'll be here until the very last skier, right?
Yep. So how's your race?
It was awesome. Really fast. My kick wax was terrible. Like legitimately terrible.
You classic skied today.
I did.
This is a good day to skate.
This was a good day to skate or to double pole.
Yeah.
I said before I want to double pole a Berkey. I got pretty close to double pulling the Berkey today.
Did you have any kick or did it just from the start?
10K I had.
Well, that's a good 10K to have kick.
It is.
You know.
I mean, if I was going to have kick in one spot, that's where I'd pick.
How many Berkeys have you done?
My ninth, yeah.
All classic?
Yeah, all classic.
Wow.
I'm a purist, traditionalist.
Yeah. What did you have under your skis today?
So my glide was good. I use Swix Marathon pretty much every year lately, and it's really good. And I tried to do Clister Covered, and it kicked pretty well at Telemark, so I don't know if it just wore off. I don't even want to look.
Snow changed, or?
Yeah, probably. The tracks were icier than I thought they would be, so it's probably that. I heard that straight Clister was a little better for a lot of people, but I don't know. I haven't heard anybody who's super happy with it, so it probably depends on where you're at the course.
I think the right skis today were skate skis.
Yeah, probably.
How do your arms feel after 53K double pole?
Honestly, I've never felt as good at the end. I don't know what I did right, but like I passed a few people at the end and like got a nice little sprint on Main Street. Like I felt pretty good at the end. So.
Well, one of the nice things is it's just a fast year, so you don't have to go as long.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely helps.
Yeah. So did you have a fireball shot on the lake?
I had two.
Two.
Yeah. I had to go really quick, right? One here and one a little further down.
And how'd that help with Main Street?
So yeah, I recommend it.
Okay. Maybe I'll think about that next year.
Think about it. You got to try it, man.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Jake McGinnis, originally from Eagle River, Wisconsin, but these days live in Iowa. So
okay.
Training on roller skis.
Yeah.
Big fan of the podcast, by the way.
Oh, you're
stoked
on
that you're out there. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're trying to go legit this year. We actually have this thing.
I do like them.
I don't know if it's recording, so I'm going to check that. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters who have supported having a microphone and not me freezing my hand off and getting audio in the wind on an iPhone. This might be better. I think it's recording. So, hey, you had a good race because you came by me.
Well, on the power lines, the wheels fell off the bus. And my lungs did not feel good. And then you passed me. I slowly performed a pit stop. I also fell on the hill that the snowmobilers are on.
Oh!
So the wheels really did come off the
bus.
This
is, you're in the elite wave. You're not supposed to do that
anymore. No, you're not supposed to do that.
That's like a first wave kind of...
No, I caught them unawares. Yeah, so slowly reattached the wheels onto the bus. And I think I probably maybe two or three wheeled it back into the finish. I saw you.
Yeah.
You were giving it a solid college drive.
I was giving it a solid drive for someone who didn't eat any food on Thursday.
It's true. You did pretty good.
It was fast. It was my fastest Berkey, and I think I am like 240th, so.
Berkey,
I kind of showboated down Main Street and almost got caught by a bunch of people. So. So,
how
yeah.
Feel to be
be a birch legger?
Yeah.
Kind of could.
You know, you have an excuse?
You have an excuse. It's like, I've done 20 of these, so, you know, but I've only, then I'm passing the guys who've done 45 on the course. They're like, oh, I've only done 20. It's pretty cool to have a purple bib, and now I just have to do this forever, which I'm okay with. But how was your race?
It was okay. Yeah, it was like a really fast start. I had a terrible start. I was like kind of at the back.
Of all three rows of women?
No, there were like more. There were more women. It was a bigger field. I think there were like almost 80 in the elite wave.
Good. Like, glad to see more fast women.
Yeah, and it was kind of a funny start because they actually started early. Like,
I heard about this.
The seated women left, and the barrier was still down. And then they're like, "Wait, okay, I guess you guys can go." And they just lifted it, and we were like, "Oh!" So it's a bit of a scramble. People went out super fast. My legs like immediately felt awful. I worked my way up to Jess, and then Jess and I skied most of it together. So that was fun. We had a bit of like a lull. We took the middle a little too easy, and we got caught by a pack at the end. But it was okay. Yeah, it was like an okay.
Yeah, double ski. Woo!
What we just witnessed was the White Castle, Team White Castle tandem ski. They're world renowned. They have actually gone over to ski the Vasaloppin.
90K. Yeah, that's that needs to go. Note to self, podcast episode.
Yeah, and they're doing pretty well. They actually like they can move.
They just went across the icy lake. Good work, good Berkey.
Yeah, it was okay. It was like, definitely not my close to my best result, but it wasn't terrible.
It was fast.
Yeah, it was fast. It was fast and it was fun. It was fun, but then I was like, oh, it was on a scale of Marion regrets. Maybe I'm at like a scale of 2. Jess is like at a scale of 5. I didn't sleep.
You have 2 Marion's regrets. She has 5.
Yeah. I didn't sleep at all last night. So honestly, I'm just relieved to not have completely shit the bed.
Well, last night sleep doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, but I also didn't sleep very much on Thursday night or Wednesday night. I have an insomnia problem. It's unfortunate, but. Yeah. Oh, look who it is. It's the world's famous.
What up? You ready? You ready for Western?
Superior 100
who
winner.
Who cares about
are you
this?
Skiing Western? Or skiing? Are you
I wish
Western?
I could ski it. Can I ski
you
down
can,
those hills?
Can you ski up the top of the first bit? You're running Western?
That'd be awesome.
You
yeah.
Got a, you got
oh,
in on the
like
lottery?
Looking through, oh, sorry. You're getting interviewed.
No,
you can all be interviewed. Look at how legit we are this year.
I was looking at it because I had one ticket, and I was like, maybe. And I was like, yes!
So you got into Western.
Yeah, I got into Western States. I don't deserve it. I only have 8 tickets. I had 0
awesome.
Expectations.
Okay.
Just sort of threw it in because I thought maybe in like 15 years it would be cool. Corinne Malcolm texts me, and she's like, you got in. And I was like, what? WTF?
That's so awesome.
And I was like,
is Jess going to pace you?
I don't know. I think she has school.
Do you need a pacer?
I have some people. I mean, you're welcome to come out.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah. No, well, part of it is that I'm not very good in the heat. So I think it will be a little bit of a struggle bus. You know, the Nordic in me is like 30 degrees is a great exercise temperature. 90 degrees feels intimidating. Yeah, how was yours? You did good.
Yeah. How's your race?
It was good. Yeah.
It was fast.
It was really
finishing?
Fast. I've 202, 203.
Jesus, wow.
So,
yeah. What were the winners? They must have been well under 2.
150. 151.
150. Yeah, that's by far a record on the course.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I fell going like 20 miles an hour. Oof. Like, it was.
Where?
Just a random place. Like, nowhere in particular. My edge just grabbed. Like,
Lincoln fell on Snowmobile Hill.
Oh! That was after I had fallen. Yeah. I was kind of like a little shaken up.
Yeah.
So that was
fell?
Yeah. But not anywhere cool. Like, just a random place. Like, I was trying to bridge up, and, like, I caught something, and I fell. And I don't think I got back up, and I
actually made me reset, so I think I did better because of it. But it was stupid. Yeah.
Oh. You didn't fall on the hill that they score on, though.
No, no, no. But that was afterwards. And
wait,
I was,
did you get a score?
I didn't see it. I was too tunnel. I tried to bow, but
yeah.
Yeah. Oh man,
I
that was getting
kind of shocked.
That was getting pretty chewed up as we were going through.
Okay, that makes me feel
at
better.
Like 650 people, 60 people in. So I can't imagine what it's like for those later.
Oh man,
is it roadie? Don't they make ski wax too?
I know, that's what I thought too.
Right? That's pretty cool.
Patreon yeah. supporters, just know that Ari picked the appropriate brand of microphone. It's roadie, like roadie. The wax.
Roadie like the wax. Although, aren't you sponsored by Pioneer Midwest?
Yeah.
And they have a non they're exclusively wrecks. So.
Well, I will say whatever they had on their skis, I didn't feel good today.
No,
but
I
my
didn't
skis
either.
Were fast.
So how
oh, my skis were slow.
So my skis were slow for the first 10K, yeah. and then they turned blazing fast.
Okay.
So
it got the snow changed a lot.
So they must have put some graphite in.
Did you Pioneer?
Which no, I did my own. I should have put like a little graphite in. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's
I'm
loving
sorry.
Life right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Do you want to see mom? Do you want to go with mom?
Oh, he is just so cute. Can I do?
Can Leon do fireball?
Can I do a fireball?
Yeah, you can do a fireball.
Can I do a fireball? I skied by here about 2.5 hours ago, but I didn't.
Did
I didn't.
Can
I get a fireball? Awesome. Thank you. I should have taken it when I went through. But I was.
You're kind of focused then.
I was kind of focused. Yeah.
We need a fireball.
Yes, please. Oh. Thank you. Oh no, one is fine.
What do I call it?
So I'm from Minnesota. If you can't tell from my accent, but I went to my first Packers game this year. And like what I described, like Packers tailgate is basically like the Berkey, but it's at Lambeau. Like just the friendliest people on earth. What? Western States. We're talking Western States. So what's your plan for it? Like just go as hard as you can for as long as you can and then let it.
My plan.
How many hundreds have you done?
I think this might be 6.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that many. That's a lot.
My plan is ideally to not melt. I think my biggest worry is the heat. I'm not very good in the heat.
Because you're in Washington.
Because I'm in Washington, yep, and it's like 50 degrees and raining all times
time.
Of the year.
Okay. Hey, how was the flooding there, by the way?
We lived in a moat for a few days.
Okay.
But the house was okay.
So do you know Martin Moudry then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so, how do you know Martin?
Because I went to college with him. So, yeah, I love Martin. So, I haven't seen him in, like, 8 years, 9 years, but
oh, yeah.
he's one of my favorite people.
This can be cut out of the podcast.
Yeah.
So, Martin and Esther are big cyclists.
Yeah,
and
huge
we,
cyclists.
And we can't keep up.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'd be better friends with them if they weren't so fast, but they also do a little bit of Ski-Mo stuff.
I watched Ski-Mo in the Olympics, and I was like, okay.
Nice.
That's a sport. I bet you give Claybo a month and he'll be winning that by.
Oh, yeah. Training starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Right now, training looks a lot like Nordic skiing and drinking
yeah,
fireball.
Actually, drinking season started.
Yeah.
I got a convention.
No, I don't know. I have low expectations. So it's
convention?
Super competitive. I think
it's
just
not
going
conducive
to do it.
For drinking season. It's the mining folk, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You won't have any trouble then.
Yeah, well, okay, so I want to know from this Superior 100 winner, since I did listen to the whole podcast,
okay.
What's your advice?
Well, you've done more 100s than I have, so.
Yeah, but you've won them.
Just smash
How
the
do
cards.
I win?
Smash
Yeah, what
the
do you think?
Cards.
What are my chances of winning Western States?
I want to say good. I'm not going to say great, but realistically.
Would you say that confidence counts more than anything?
I don't know. Like it's a weird thing. Like so many things can go wrong because it's so long.
Yeah.
Right? Like
but
it's
you
one of those
for 2 hours today. That
yeah.
Was...
Like 2 hours like this is like yeah.
This is nothing.
Nothing. No, what I did was I ran my own race and like I at the start, like people went hard. My heart rate was like 160. And I'm like, that's not sustainable. So like I just did my own pace and I kind of got addicted to it too. Like I was like
So you're doing it again.
I'm doing it again. Yeah. So I've got
What's the course record?
1856 and I ran 2010. So We got a good group that's going to be going after, I think, the record this year. I was 50-something, and, like...
No, that's amazing.
It didn't feel like...
And that was your 19th, so next year you got a purple bib with a two-digit number.
I got a purple bib. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. Like, that was the goal, was to get a purple bib with 50-something on it.
I mean, not to hold you to this standard, but I did see, like, Matt Leach go by in his purple bib in, like, 8th place. So...
Yeah. Don't worry, Adam Swank beat me. It was like an all Duluth contingent. There was like 5 of us. And like, I spent the last 3K thinking about how I can beat Adam in a sprint. And like, executed everything perfectly, and he still got me by like 0.5 seconds.
Ski the elite wave until you're in wave 35.
Wait, well, that'd be a...
Because you're never going to be wave 70, because you'll be wave 35 before
that.
That
would be a...
Ari, has anyone asked you about your race?
Yeah, how did your race
go? I feel
go?
Like you did. You, me, and Jess all finished within 1 second.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 2:19.
Yeah.
My race was...
2:19, that's
It's the fastest Berkey you've ever skied.
So you should just join the women's elite wave next year.
And then
you, me, and Jess can have a
I don't know. That's a lot of work.
But
I don't want to get canceled. We flew into Duluth, which is super easy. It would have been easier if our flight wasn't delayed. We had time to go to Frontera and O'Hare, which is always nice. The one issue was that that was the last food I ate for about 18 hours. I had something. It wasn't that bad, but I did not have an appetite on Thursday. And yesterday, like, English muffins.
Okay,
and I ate some pasta in the evening. And I knew going in that I just didn't have a lot of calories in me. But I got some good, I went out okay. I was at the back of a pack. Didn't have a lot of energy, but it's like a fast race.
Yeah.
And I felt pretty good on just my skis. My skis were Matt Leibsch and Pioneer Midwest, amazing skis today. Like, they're always good. But I would like, I knew going uphill, like, I don't care if I drop off of this pack, because if I go in a tuck, I'm gonna catch back up to them. Yeah. Amazing skis. The sort of the best level of skis I ever had.
So we did the Barnum Berkey, Junior Berkey on Thursday. So, like, I love my sons are great. They're not the most, like, they're not, they enjoy it. They do it. And actually my older one's pretty good at it, but definitely don't have, like, the I gotta win. Like, they don't have that, which is good, I think, but.
Pretty normal for nine and 11.
Yeah, and so, yeah, they do that. They mountain bike. That guy is...
Oh, jeez.
Baller! I can't... Like, this is... My friends were down here for the Cordy yesterday, and this looks better than, like, what the
so
Cordy looked like. Holy cow.
Yesterday was, like, a 5-foot-wide mound of like,
oh, really?
Sugar.
Okay. Yeah. So what other hunters have you done then?
My first one was Kettle Moraine.
Okay. Flat. Nice.
Leadville.
Oh, I didn't know you did Leadville.
I've done TDS. That's actually not 100, but I feel like it counts because it took us 27 hours.
Jeez. Okay. Okay.
I did Run Rabbit Run. That's what you should do. There's money.
So, funny thing, like, after I did Superior, like, Run Rabbit Run was the next weekend, and that's where I was like, well, obviously, I'm a super good athlete because I won Superior. And so I was watching that and, like, yeah, I could maybe win that. I don't think I can because it's
if you're
Steamboat.
You still get money if you're top 8.
It's like it pays out really well.
I finished 5th. I got like 5th. Oh, and I was 3rd in the team event.
Yeah.
Because the guy I teamed with won the whole thing.
Okay.
Which is a good move.
Yeah.
Took home like $1,500. I mean, he won. He got...
It's like 20K or something. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to... We thought about that.
It's like a feeder for... It will fund your next ultra
okay.
so that your spouse can't complain about the money that you spend on races. So it's like, well, I now can spend
1,500 bucks on shoes, right? Like...
Yeah.
I think, okay, so yeah, my piece of advice
on nutrition.
Is just like, yeah, nutrition. I literally ate like, I had like $60, probably $80 worth of like scratch high carb. Like, people were impressed. Like, wait, he ate how many bags? Like, I took in 10,000 calories. Which then I wasn't hungry for like 2 days after. I got addicted to it, so.
What was I talking about before my kid needed like help?
You were talking about your ski race.
Oh, yeah. So my stomach wasn't feeling great. And I got one of the maple gel, whatever things down at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a couple on, like mostly on my pants, but some on my face. And then around, and I wasn't going super fast, but I thought I was feeling okay. And around 35K, anytime I thought about food, I thought about the which direction the food was going to go. And so I sort of was like, you know what? I don't think I can eat much more. And then 42K, the feed was like on a little loop. They didn't have the feed on the course, which when you're going like 18 miles an hour, and you see a sign and you process the sign and you're past the sign, it's like, well, I guess I'm not getting anything there. Yeah. So I came
that
in.
One is 7K to go.
I could have used some liquid. And then struggled across the lake into the wind and finished. Wasn't my best race. It was my best time. Was it my best finish? No. Was it my 20th finish? Yeah. It was your, what, 19th?
19th. Yeah, 19th. So
you missed one there somewhere.
I herniated a disc.
I finished there, right with Eric Hendrickson. It was his 20th too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also because as per normal, on the car ride from Minneapolis Airport here, we catch up on all the Cowbell Fever episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Including the one with Jacob. Because you said...
twice because I didn't record it correctly. That's funny.
Second one was good.
Because you said that you would mention multiple times in every podcast that you're a birch legger.
Yep.
Can you quantify how many times you've mentioned to people that it's your 20th?
Can I quantify how many times? It's at least one per podcast, but it's more like six. This was my 20th Berkey.
How many times have you said it today?
Oh, like 40. And, you know, the nice the thing is that, like, it's I will continue to tell people.
So, like, when you reach the birch legger, it sounds like you're saying it's appropriate to tell it at least 50 times a day. So when you hit... when you hit 30, then is does, then you just does it like exponentially?
So people don't shut up about the Berkey, which is fine. But then when you've done 20, you just like, it's more. It's just, how's the fireball?
It's really good. And I just want to point out, like, we talk about how divided and divisive America is right now. But, like, you look at this, like, you got just, like, sled heads out here listening to Pink Pony Club. Like, and see, fireball melts ice right there. Like, everybody thinks
You know what? Let me go melt some ice. Can I get one of your fireballs?
You sure can.
Yeah. Jacob, want to melt some ice?
Here we go. Fuck ice.
Sancha. Woo! Oh, I should have stopped for one of those.
Those are the coolest pants I've ever seen.
They're very warm.
Holy shit.
I'm a tech for the U.S. Para Snowboard Team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So I just so happened to have this weekend off.
Are you heading over to...
So I fly out Monday for... we have a short training camp just to get everyone adjusted to time zone.
Okay.
And then for the Paralympics themselves.
Okay.
So.
Whoa. Okay, so did you ski? You're just cheering.
I'm here cheering. I wasn't, like, originally the camp was supposed to have started already, so I wasn't even supposed to be here. But I do all of our, like, wax testing, and I'm, like, one of the head techs, so.
So have you skied the Berkey before, or is just out?
Yeah, I've done it, I think, 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
But I'm traveling most of the time.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing wax stuff for the Paralympic team?
Just the last couple of years.
Okay. How did you get into that?
Friend of a friend of a friend, basically. Like, there was a couple of openings with U.S. Ski and Snowboard, and I applied to a couple, didn't quite make it, just time commitment and everything, but the para team reached out to me about a year ago, so.
So that's obviously not a full-time job. You know, how do you sort of... Do you take just time off and go over there for a couple weeks and help them out, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I work as a sales manager at Continental. I do that most of the time, and then the last couple of years I've just been kind of taking a hiatus.
I'm sure they're cool with you doing stuff like that. How's the team looking for the Paralympics over in Italy?
Pretty good. Yeah, we've got quite a few medal contenders, and so it should be a lot of fun. Our first event is like pretty much right away after the games start, and then we've got a couple-day break before the last event, and basically the end. So it's like we kind of bookend the game.
When you're over there, what is the job like?
I mean, so we do all of our testing actually on Nordic skis.
Okay.
So that we can like...
Oh, sure, so you can glide tests and...
Do glide out tests and everything. So it's like we can do a lot more with, you know, 8 pair of Nordic skis than we can with 4 snowboards.
Sure.
So it's like we can like cycle through things a little bit more effectively. We'll start our day, wake up, get breakfast, like finish up whatever we didn't finish the night before, We do a couple hours of testing. We get on the hill with the team. We're on the hill with the team for 3 or 4 hours, and we do either another round of testing or just like continue prepping boards for the next day. So we're doing like 10 to 12 hour days.
Wow, okay, yep. And if the conditions are changing, probably a lot more.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's really important to know like when our event's happening so that we can kind of like plan out. If we're gonna test early, it's like, okay, is practice early or is the forecast changing for the next couple of days? So we're trying to always like play the game of like, when is the snow gonna most likely mimic what our race time is?
Sure. And over there, it's a lot of, you know, cold nights, warm days, a lot of changing conditions.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it's like a couple hours in start time can make a drastic difference in what we choose for wax.
Yeah.
So, it's like, our last event was in Steamboat about a week and a half ago, and it was the same thing. It was like, if they started at 10, it was going to be a different call than if it started at noon.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they decided to start at noon so it'd be more consistent. Yeah. So, it's like, it worked out. But
you know, today for the Berkey, I'm guessing it's about 18 degrees right now. Maybe it's up in the 20s.
It's warmer now. It was definitely teens this morning.
Yeah, but it's sort of all the same wax on this kind of snow versus a race where it's going to go from 15 in the morning to 45 in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like once the snow hits that freezing point and the moisture content like skyrockets, like that drastically changes what you need to do. Yeah, and the nice thing today is it's like conditions are consistent most of the morning. Yeah. So it's like the decision's a little easier.
The snow changed a lot at 00 because people had been on it yesterday. It got even firmer.
And packed down, they had to rework it a little bit more to make it like smooth again.
But yeah, and then we're on the lake, of course, and the lake was mostly ice, but a little snow, especially the end here.
They managed, like, based after yesterday, like, yesterday was, like, a 4-foot-wide track, so they managed to pull a little bit more in and make it, like, a full width, which is a lot better than what yesterday looked like.
And better than Thursday still.
Yeah, and they had a lot of work to do the last couple days to make sure that, like, it was a good lane.
I wonder if they had a pickup truck with a plow just sort of pushing a little snow, a little something could groom up into a ribbon and then put the piston bully on it.
I wish they did, but I think it was just a lot of piston bully work and just back and forth and a lot of pushing and pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anything outside of the course is just glass and just ice.
I saw people on the other side just pushing along with poles on their ski boots, and they were basically hockey skating. So.
Yeah, no, it's been great.
So can I, you're from Duluth?
Yeah.
And who your name is?
John Hoverson.
All right, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
thanks. Go Team USA.
Yeah.
All right, you're handing out Fireball. What are you with the Fireball team?
Yes, I'm with the Fireball team.
Okay, and how did you get into doing the Fireball?
We started doing it at the lap court, lap Berkey, and just kind of been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
At a party.
And have you had some yourself?
Yes, it's.
I want to make sure that you're, you know, handing out a product you believed in.
I do. I'm drinking it right now, in fact.
Okay.
I believe in the Fireball.
So what percentage of people would you say partake in the experience?
Oh man, I don't know. The first few waves, it's very low.
Yep.
Just kind of people who know us, and the people in the back waves, that's where the party waves are.
Now, do you have any elite wavers who take Fireball?
You know, we used to have friends who did the elite wave who would do it with us, but they've all moved on, so they're not in the elite wave anymore. Fireball to finish strong, guys!
Fireball!
Who wants a Fireball?
Now, the people who take the Fireball, do they finish stronger?
I think so. More sugar, more carbs.
The high carb beverage.
Well, it's got sugar in it, so yeah.
Fireball!
No, first just Aquavit or straight alcohol. You got a little bit of a sugar kick to it too, so.
Well, everything about high carbs going on, I think this is the wave of the future.
Yeah, Fireball is Who needs a Fireball? Right.
How was the Fireball?
Fantastic.
Fireball, how was the race going?
It was great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
How's it going? How's your cheering going?
Oh, man, great. Oh, fantastic. It's great to be out here.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah. This Berkey is just awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. We're having a blast.
Is this your first time out watching?
No, second time.
Okay.
But the first time we went out on the lake.
Okay, yeah, the lake's really great, especially when the sun's out.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We've been downtown for a lot of it, and today we said, let's get out on the lake.
If the sun comes out, it's the place to be.
Wow. We're having a blast.
And we saw these guys, they look like a lot of fun here with the fireball table.
Oh, yeah.
So let's stop over there and see what's going on.
Yep, and once you go there, you don't have to go anywhere else.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. We're all set.
Where are y'all from?
Go Chicago. Bears, Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. 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 So do you ski in Chicago or just come up for it?
No.
Do you have friends skiing or just?
No, we don't. Yeah.
Yep.
But we're big fans of the Burke, you know.
After coming here,
you're hooked, you know.
Sort of come up for the experience.
Yeah.
Do you come up here other seasons, or is it?
Fall.
Yeah.
Mostly fall in the past.
But yeah. For the colors and.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
How'd you find out about the Burke?
Just kind of when we came up here, just talking to people during the fall time. And they mentioned it, and I looked it up, and I've always been into endurance sports and things, but I'm not a skier, but I should be a marathon runner, you know.
Yeah.
So I understand the whole thing, you know.
So are you gonna try strapping skis on doing all the races one year?
I just might. Yeah, I want to.
Yeah. You know, the shorter races are not as heavy a lift.
I would definitely consider that. So I gotta get back, and I might have to train on those skates with the wheels on them.
Yeah, the roller skis. Yeah,
like that.
Drive up to Wisconsin, ski on some snow every so often.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Well, no, but hats off to all these people, every one of them, man. They're really the warriors, you know.
Yeah. So go Bears.
Oh yeah, go Bears for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up, I'm going to say congrats in advance on your first Frank Hogan next year.
Yeah.
Right. I like the nice thing on Friday,
you do the race on Friday, you still get to come out here on Saturday and cheer everyone up.
I noticed that. Even the people that raced today, I think, came out. You can see that. Oh, Mark and Patty. Hopefully,
you
make the podcast.
Yep.
From Chicago. Yeah.
All right. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And we'll be here next year. So
yeah.
This is too much fun.
My name is Bob Baldwin. I'm from Salt Lake City, and I had a good
Bob
race.
Bob Baldwin, did you ski in the Midwest at some point?
Yep. I went to Cathedral High School and Northern Michigan University, so I was around for quite a while. But, I had an interesting one today. Skied about 51K in the skate race.
Oh, did you go off the wrong way at the bottom of that hill?
I was the leader of the idiots in wave one who took a turn onto the telemark trails because there were pine boughs and a volunteer that pointed us the wrong way.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we had about 50 of us that skied an extra kilometer.
Wow.
And a couple of them made up time, but we had to pass everybody.
So where did this happen?
I think it was 4 or 5K in.
Okay.
On the power lines. I think it was right where the preem is. But they had pine boughs out and pointed us right down the untracked trails. And we were talking amongst ourselves, like, there should be more ski tracks here. And
grooming.
Yeah, and groom. Well, it was groomed, but not as well as the rest of the trail, and realized something was wrong, and someone yelled at us, and quickly turned around and sprinted back to the main course. But
so you 50, how was your time for 51K?
Quicker than normal, but lower place than I wanted, 220. So fast, but everybody was fast.
So
I had a bunch of college kids following me because they think, he's got
their own damn fall.
Well, I had the purple bib.
You're supposed to know where you're going.
I should, and I've only done it 21 times. You'd think I'd know the course.
There was one point coming down on the second to last hill where they had some, you could have gone straight if you weren't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
So Northern Michigan, how does Sten feel about your getting lost?
He's retired, so I think his level of caring is down a little bit, but he'd be disappointed, I'm sure. We've actually got our house that we stay with is another alumni, Adrian Ostrander, and we get a group of, 5 to 10 of us per year, depending on where life is putting us.
Yep.
We always tell the Sten stories when we're back there about the ring of chew spit around the wax bench and just such a tough dude, but he had a good influence.
2006, the women's Olympic team was just the Northern Michigan team.
Yeah, it was Lindsay, Abby Larson, and then Chris Cook even made it that year.
So what are you up to now that you're a retired NMUer?
I'm an accountant, CPA, live in Salt Lake City, got a small family, and do the same thing that everybody else here does, is try to get enough time to get out skiing and balance everything.
This might be a loaded question, but how's the snow been this year?
It is the worst snow in recorded history until Monday when we got 4 feet of snow in the mountains. But We were, Soldier Hollow had 4 kilometers, and Solitude and Spruces had 1.
Yeah.
So a lot of laps.
And all the downhill places were probably messed too.
I haven't downhill skied this year because it's been too busy and too bad of conditions.
Maybe I'll get a bit in this spring once it sort of loads up a little bit.
That's the goal. When the backcountry gets safe again and when the resorts are a little bit less crazy, I'll get out. But yeah.
Good backcountry, good stuff there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Best in the world, I think. So, love it.
Nice. Yeah. Skied Eric Hendrickson, who I skied with, in college. We skied together, both skied our 20th Berkey day within about 10 seconds of each other.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, life comes sort of full circle, and we're back still doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's a small world between, like, the high school, juniors, and college scene. You cross paths with, like, half the people here.
Yeah, and people move all over the country and then sort of come back. And
yeah, that's what I do. We were talking about it last night, how much money we've all spent, and somebody said, like, oh, it's maybe like $8,000, and I was like, I'm an accountant, and I keep track of this stuff for myself, and I'm probably pushing $50,000 over.
There's been some years I've gotten like $200 round trips.
Yeah.
Not this year.
No, not.
And then the real question for us this year is whether we're going to get home. There's going to be 2 feet of snow on Monday. They're going to cancel all the flights, so.
Back east.
We're going to get more snow.
Oh,
sorry.
God. We're going to get buried.
We've been on powder skiing for 3 weeks, and we're gonna have 2 more feet. And
oh man!
Well, you have a nice easy flight back on Salt Lake.
Yeah, Delta.
Hub to hub. Yeah. No, we're actually flying out of Duluth, so we'll see. Which I think is a great thing. I think we should, especially now that there's sort of this third generation of Birchleggers for these young people who started like 20 years ago. Let's just advocate for ourselves. We are the ambassadors for the race.
Yeah, we need to lobby.
We are the ambassadors for the race. Woo! Like, you know what? The fact that guy's in the sixth wave doing his 20 Berkey, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I think that want to have another Birchlegger recognition. We need the people under 40 who get in it. Because I think you might be just over.
I'm just over. Yeah. People under 45. People who've like started doing the Berkey when they were in college have done every race.
Yeah.
Haven't missed any.
I
sort of consecutive.
Regional. I got it when I was 39.
So okay.
I could have been little, but not missing it over 20 years is impressive.
Do you want to be on a podcast?
I do want to be in the podcast. In fact, I'm a proud Patreon supporter of this podcast.
You are the reason why my hand is not frozen. I should check that this is actually recording. Why we have all this fancy equipment this year that sends look at that, it's still going. You're the reason why I have fancy equipment this year that now like I have this in my pocket.
Ben Peterson from Portland. My race was not bad for off the couch.
Okay, how's the snow been in Portland this year?
Yeah. It's been super warm. Yeah, and the snow out there is like super high moisture, and it's just been really hot.
Energy!
Yeah. Just like everywhere out west.
Yeah.
So we came back to a lot of very fit Midwestern skiers and Northeastern skiers. I skied twice this year. Yeah, now 3 times. Not in that great of shape. Look at this guy.
Can I ask you about your butterfly suit?
Yeah, we did the giant ski.
Oh, you're a giant ski butterfly, and then you're doing the Berkey today?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. How's your race going?
Great.
So how many Berkeys is this for you?
Eight over 20 years.
Yeah, I'm at 20 over 20 years, which is ridiculous. I feel old, but I don't.
Do you do races out there?
In Boston, in the Northeast?
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a weekly race, and we have about 120 people a week doing it now, which is
that's awesome.
It's ridiculous, which means have
crazy.
2 waves, usually 5 to 10K. It's competitive, though. It prepares you to ski in a pack on the Berkey Trail.
Yeah,
I was in pretty good shape, as much as you can be with a 15-month-old who gets you sick and whatever.
You got a baby?
Yeah, he's somewhere in there.
Is he alive still, or just in the snowbird?
My wife took him, and he's in Riverbrook, like, getting warm. Yourself?
I got two kids. Yeah, two is when it gets real.
Two is, well, that's, yeah. We were talking to Greg's earlier, and yeah, it's like, that's yeah, when the grandparents yeah, have yeah, to come. Yeah. How old?
7 and 4.
Oh, nice. How are they? Now, how does yeah. that, we'll
this
go with your...
This is actually my best Berkey post-kids.
Okay, how do the kids and the Berkey work together?
They just stay at home.
We have an Ostrander coming. No, Adrian.
Adrian Ostrander.
He's a legend.
That's a junior national champion.
Junior
right
national champion.
Adrian, let's go!
Yeah, woo! Get this guy right here.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be a bird slugger?
Oh, it's great, man.
How's the fireball?
Fireball is delicious.
Yeah.
Fireball's always good. Get you over the hump of the lake.
Yeah. How's the NMU suit feeling?
Getting smaller every year. It's shrinking for sure.
The nice thing about that purple bib is it doesn't matter who you finish.
That's right.
All right, congratulations, right. Man. Have a good race.
Yeah, you too.
That's another fucking kilometer from here.
Yeah,
one
more.
55 of those suckers. Sorry, I hope I'm allowed to say that.
53.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a long way.
It's a long way. It's a nice day, though. You're in the sun.
One more kilometer left.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
Jim. I'm from Chicago.
All right. Well, congratulations on your Berkey.
These are my daughters. They're from Colorado and San Fran.
And they've done less than 20 Berkeys?
Yeah, they've done 5 and like 4.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Chicago and San Francisco.
I live in Denver now.
Oh, okay. He doesn't know where you live.
Yeah. He's like 4 fireball shots in. Yeah.
Wait, who's Chicago and who's Denver?
I'm Denver. No, there's no Chicago.
I'm San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
He's here because the snow's been so good in California.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you just get like 18 feet.
So I know. Yeah, we did. I'm missing a powder day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Keep them talking for about 5 minutes.
All right. Oh, no, here. No, we'll walk down here. Yeah. How's your race going? Yeah. Go with your dad down here. Keep him going. Keep him going. He's got 23 of these.
We're going.
Congratulations. How's your race going?
Well, I quit racing years ago. I'm not a participant.
How's your Berkey going?
My participation in the Berkey.
29th Berkey.
Was going fine until my clavicle decided to disintegrate.
Oh.
So I've been just going slow and easy.
Yeah.
How are you?
Did you stop an aid station and get some help, or you just keep going?
Everybody says, you should. And I said, yeah, I know exactly what I should do. So I'll get a picture, see how it's displaced or not.
Yep.
I'll get a sling and then a beer.
I saw a guy at the start in the elite way and had his arm in a sling. He's like, just looking at my shoulder, but you know, I'm going out and doing it today.
Do it, right?
Yeah.
My wife is going to have a cow, but that's okay. She'll be fine.
She doesn't know yet, so she's doing great.
She doesn't know yet.
Yep.
All right, what have you guys caught today besides fireball?
I think they just have fireball.
If my clavicle was a little better, I'd stop and have a whole bunch of this stuff.
We got a lot of snow this year, and we're about to get more. We may or may not get back tomorrow, so. So yeah, that was a little hopeful. Those of us on the East Coast had some issues getting home. By the time our flight officially got canceled, everything to the East Coast was canceled or full until Wednesday. And when I say East Coast, I mean Boston, Providence, Portland, New York, Hartford, Albany, Burlington, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, anywhere south of there, which would have meant driving through the teeth of the storm. All canceled. We did find a flight to Cleveland with Lincoln and Jess, another Jess, and Elena, and Leon, and the six of us clown carred into a minivan, and eventually we set off to the East Coast. The first 500 miles were pretty much fine, with just some nuisance snow and a stop at Wegmans, before we really hit the heavy snow for the last 100 miles. Thank you very much to Lincoln for piloting the van through the blizzard, and thank you to the lady at Hertz who decided, oh yeah, we do have cars to rent you, and saved us from the hour-long Avis line in Cleveland. No thanks to Avis. Avis, not a sponsor of this podcast. Now, I've been traveling to the Berkey for most of the past 20 years. It's actually how this site started. And this is the first time I've really had this level of disruption. Every so often there's a delay, but we can manage those. Once every 20 years, I guess, ain't too bad. And did I mention that this was my Birchlegger year? Did I mention that once or twice? I think I caught most of the several dozen times I mentioned that out. It's hard to argue with more snow, especially when you arrive home safe and sound, even if it's at 3 in the morning, and we did get a couple good weeks of skiing out of it. As for this podcast, well, we do have a lot planned out for the next few months, so you will be able to get your Berkey audio fix this summer. And remember, the Patreon makes the podcast that much more listenable, that much more possible. So go to patreon.com/offsevit, patreon.com/offsevit, and your support really does mean a lot. Happy spring, or if you're listening in Alaska and maybe Duluth, happy continued winter. And stay tuned for more podcast content coming soon.